Hey Potters, welcome to episode 56 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Whoops. Sorry, the prop that I have for show and tell later is sitting on my laptop next to my monitor, because yes, I have two computers. And it just kind of flopped over on one of my speakers. So I was like, no!
Like, things are breaking and falling over already.
Like, you know that slow motion thing in the movies where you're just like, no!
That was some fantastic acting! Can I go back through and edit that and, like, slow-mo that even more?
You're the editor. You do whatever you want with it. No, it has been, let's just say, a busy week. Not that every week isn't busy. But we just finished Sci-Fi Expo, Dallas Sci-Fi Expo. And now we're basically careening headlong towards AllCon and the real start to convention season. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't really creep up on you very much. It just kind of all of a sudden goes wham, and convention season suddenly hits you in the face and goes, hi, I'm here.
Hope you got your stuff done, because if you haven't, ha-ha, point and laugh.
Pretty much. So what have you been working on?
Same crap I've been working on, my Amidala stuff. Now, this past week has been really, really rough for me. I won't get into any details, but someone in my family passed away that I found out on Sunday. So it's been rough for me to get anything accomplished, because I'm going to work, coming home, and I'm already, like, mentally exhausted that I don't want to do anything on top of all my school stuff. And, yeah, it's been a very, very painful week. So progress has been kind of slow, just mostly beating and beating and more beating. Getting my cowl done. My cowl is almost done, and it's really cool. I'm going to post a picture up later on my Facebook page. I am so excited to be wearing this thing. So yeah, my progress is pretty minimal, but understandable.
You say beating and beating, and then in my head I hear bleeding somewhere in there, and then more beating and more bleeding.
No, I did cut myself earlier this morning on one of my straight pins, but no, I haven't. There's been no major blood on this costume yet. The one time that I actually had blood drawn was somebody, like, accidentally pricked me, and I held my hand out so far away from my project, I was like, do not drip blood anywhere on the fabric. So it wasn't my own doing. It was somebody else.
Well, apparently this has been my week for progress, and it wasn't intentional. In fact, this was not supposed to happen, but after all the inclement weather that we've had here in Texas lately, we had a week's worth of canceled classes at college. So like a good student, I went home during those nights, and I still did my homework, and I basically got slightly ahead just so I would have a little bit of less stressful leeway for when we basically dive headlong into the two longest chapters of the class. And then we found out last Thursday that despite the fact it was 68 degrees outside and perfectly sunny, class was canceled again. And we suspect Professor was sick, so hopefully he's getting better. So basically, we are 2 weeks behind out of an 8-week class now, which is a little daunting. And thankfully, I am slightly ahead of where I need to be. So I basically took this past week off, if you can really say that, while you're in school, and got some cosplay work done. Basically so I could just go push, 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 since I have a double symphony gig coming up at the end of the month. Not one concert, but two, sir. Two symphony concerts back to back, plus, you know, in a month I'm going to have final exams in school. And AllCon! Yay, AllCon is
coming.
Yay,
AllCon!
And since one of my friends was nice enough to do me the favor of giving me a sheet of styrene to play with for the first time, so I have been working on this. And this is my Sif breastplate part 2. See, there's my breastplate.
Whee!
And it looks a lot better. It's a lot more shapely than the Evafoam was. It's a lot more flexible. See, I can flex this. You know, and it's still in shape. I still have ties because I had to tie it onto my dress form while I was doing the initial paper macheing, which kind of helps with the fitting, actually. But That has been my main project, is going, oh my god, I have a new shiny to play with. I have thermoplastic!
It's fun, isn't it?
In fact, that was the prop that fell over on my speakers, was my breastplate. And of course, now I have to go to the store because I learned that styrene only bends in one direction. And because it only bends in one direction, I can't really use it to make breastplates very well, because female bodies are not in two directions, if anyone in the audience did not know that by this point.
So, it sucks being a woman when you're trying to make clothes.
Or at least when you have to make armor.
Yeah,
because
it
at least
sucks.
Fabric will have some give to it.
Mm-hmm.
Armor doesn't. And nothing you can really make armor out of outside of cloth has give. So I've had to cut little pieces out and re-glue them back down, and now there's still gaps. So now I have to go to the store and get Bondo, which I've never used before either. But I have to have the gaps filled in and sanded nice and smooth so that I can paint this thing and get it done. And then I was like, wait a second, Bondo isn't flexible. So if this armor flexes at all, the paint's going to crack. It's like, no, now I have to find a flexible filler of some sort, which apparently anything that has urethane or rubber in it mm-hmm. will be flexible enough that the paint will not crack and that I don't have to worry about my armor breaking in half. I only anticipate wearing this one time for Alcon, and then I can redo it later on when I get better thermoplastic for breastplates. But this stuff, styrene, if anybody hasn't seen it before, it looks just like poster board. Has about
just
the same
a little bit heavier.
Yeah, it has the same sound to it. It's slightly heavier, just a little bit, and it's a lot harder than poster board is. It's just as flexible. You can see, even without heat, you can flex it any way you like. You can form it with a heat gun. As you can see on said breastplate, especially here at the top, you can see it kind of bubbled just a little bit. And that is one of the downsides of styrene, is it doesn't take heat well. You can. I mean, most people actually use it for vacuum forming, especially the 501st and stormtroopers. They'll vacuum form it into their uniforms. So if you have a vacuum form machine, styrene is good stuff. You can heat it evenly that way. If you don't, it tends to bubble and warp and do all sorts of fun things, which I had to be very careful about. So that was my armor making adventure for the weekend. I will now be going to the store right after this recording and getting myself some Bondo, since I refuse to fiberglass over this now. No more. If I wanted it hard, then I would have just started out with fiberglass.
Exactly.
So I will be doing that, among other things. I finally did get my mending plates for the armor, incidentally, which makes me very happy. Now I just have to go to the hardware place that Alan gave us, so I can order my binding bolts.
Mm-hmm.
And then all would be well.
Yay!
Hooray. Incidentally, my other show and tell. This was going to be my shield for Sif, which I decided to dump, because as press, we're going to be carrying enough stuff. I don't need another thing to be carrying.
You don't need anything else.
Con. So I did, you can see on here, I did actually try spraying Plastidip over it. Just directly, no primer, no nothing. I just sprayed Plastidip over it. You can kind of see in the camera that you can still see the texture of the foam through it. And you can see there's no hardness to this at all. It's as if I didn't spray it at all. So it was like, man, that was two layers of Plastidip. Wait a second. Why is there no coating? Why can I still see the texture over this? Oh yeah, foam is absorbent.
Foam absorbs stuff.
Yeah, so that was a dud, unfortunately. Incidentally, this is the stuff I used. This is Plastidip. This is the spray variety. This is the kind that looks like spray paint. No, I'm not going to spray this. It looks like that. It smells absolutely disgusting. Probably one of the few things that actually smells worse than fiberglass, incidentally. So do not do this indoors without ventilation. So I may end up just having to get the stuff that comes in the can, which I'm going to end up using for my paintbrushes anyway, because I like to save the handles on my paintbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
So other than that, that is my show and tell for the past week. Whee! My apartment's a mess. I have so much crafting stuff everywhere. It's disgusting, and I'm really upset, and yet I'm sitting there going, I don't want to clean this up until I'm actually done with this costume.
That's what I've been doing. I've been like waiting to clean my floor, and I finally caved in and did it this morning because I just have so much black thread everywhere, and it's like coming with me like to class now. Anytime I step outside, oh look, there's another thread in my hair. Great. And I'm at the point now where it's like I don't care because I know I'm gonna have to use more. I just need to get it clean. So it's clean now. I don't know how long it's gonna last, but it's clean.
Which is all that matters.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have little styrene plastic shavings everywhere from when I had to shave down some of the plastic. I probably have hair everywhere because, you know, hashtag long hair problems.
Yeah. I'm surprised I don't have, like, feather gunk everywhere. I think it's because I got really nice, high-quality ostrich feathers this time. Because the last couple times I've used feathers, it's like... But this time I've got only like a couple little stray like twigs of it, and that's it. So it's just thread. Thread is my enemy.
Blessing in disguise. There you go.
Yep. I spent more on ostrich feathers. There we go. Less mess. $50 well spent.
Which, speaking of $50 well spent, honest segue. If you are a regular patron of Epic Cosplay or Arda Wigs, they are having a clearance sale right now. Epic Cosplay just started theirs. It's 20% off everything in their store until, I think, February 28th, end of this month. And Arda's starts, what is today, 16th? In 2 days. We don't know how much anything or everything will be off. We have yet to see.
Yeah, Arda is supposed to be 20%. What someone told me is that it's everything in their store. I don't believe that. I think it's going to be limited items, but still. They just got a clearance sale to get rid of all their old stuff.
True. A lot of places are having it right now, especially with President's Day being tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's basically an excuse for just about everywhere to hold a sale, which I'm not complaining, certainly, because sales help as cosplayers. I know that Plastic Beads Wholesale, where I get my little plastic kabochons, they're also having a 20% off everything sale.
Nice.
I think through end of Monday. And it's like, okay, now I actually have to get together a list of what I need for future cosplays so I can determine what it is I need first before I end up buying anything. I can't just go and go, that looks nice, I'll buy that. Okay, I may be able to do something with that, I'll buy that. No. I'm only going to buy things I need. For right now, mostly because I still have my heart set on a couple of power tools that will really help me out with some of my cosplay.
Nice.
Scroll Saw being one of them.
Of course.
It will really help me. It will really help me cut out things. Except styrene. It will not help me cut out styrene.
No. But everything else.
Yes, pretty much everything else, which incidentally I am going to start using styrene for my props. Just because it's a little more damage resistant than foam. For those who have had foam weapons, I'm sure you understand.
I have two of those. Yes, I understand.
And we can segue really quickly into speaking of wigs. Wig caps are also something that most cosplayers don't think about necessarily until they get a wig. And then it's like, oh, how do I hide my hair under the wig? Unless the wig is the same color as your hair. And then you don't have to worry about it.
Which is almost never.
Exactly. And since the sales are going on, it may be a good time to at least take inventory of your wig caps, because wig caps do wear out. For those who don't normally deal with them, there are two types, and I actually pulled both of mine out. There's that one. And that one. Because vowels are buried somewhere.
I know exactly where they are. I just don't know where the bag is. Here's the difference.
See, mine are teeny tiny little bags. And then, of course, I have the original bag for the other one.
Hey, but it helps.
This is... Whoops. They're also very elastic.
Whee! Oh, that's the point. It's meant to be elastic.
I pulled on the elastic too hard. This is the mesh variety. Like that. Sometimes they'll have holes in the middle, sometimes they don't. It's not a manufacturing defect. They actually meant to put the hole in the middle. So there's mesh variety. And then if I can open this one. I don't use this one very often. And there's a very good reason why I don't. And then there's the net variety. And this is the kind that looks like women's stockings, which, incidentally, they're made of the same stuff. So when you get your wig caps, you know, if you ever lose one at a con, which can happen, if you forget it in your luggage, it gets lost in transit, you know, what have you, you can always run to the store and buy one of those 33-cent pairs of leggings. You just tie one of the legs off or stitch it shut, and you just cut off whatever length you need, and then you get, you know, wig cap. Plus, they come in all sorts of skin tone colors to help blend in with your skin. The problem with stocking wig caps is that they get holes really easily. You can see mine actually has several holes. And part of the reason why you have a wig cap is so that you can take barrettes and put them into your hair so that you pin the wig cap both to your head and the wig to the wig cap itself. So you kind of have the wig to the wig cap to the head, you know, and the legs are connected to the foot bones, you know.
Wow, you really went there, didn't you?
Yes, yes, I did.
So, okay, one of the things that Amber said, you have a wig cap to help hide your hair, but it's also good in helping keeping the netting in your original wig itself clean. It allows you to wear it multiple times before you actually have to wash it. Of course, it's good to wash it after 3 to 5 wearings, but needless to say, there's a lot of dead skin cells up in your head. I know that's really nasty to think about, but it is such the case. Yay, there she's back again.
Yeah. I slid it on. This was partially why I had my hair pulled back. But one of the benefits to having a netted wig cap is that there are holes where you can put in barrettes.
There you go.
And not break the wig cap. If you try and do this into a stocking cap, that's when you start getting the holes. You can punch holes through them, but then the wig cap starts to lose its integrity. And once your wig cap loses its integrity, it's not as able to hold the wig to your head anymore. That's also one of the nice things about these, is that they're a lot more structurally stable than the netting kind. These are more for temporary or maybe one or two off use, to be honest. I like these better. They do cost a bit more, but you get what you pay for.
They also last a lot longer, so it's worth the extra investment.
Yep. And when you put on wig caps, I know that there are a lot of people who have a lot of different ways of putting them on.
There's no one right way.
Yeah, generally you will either put it on front to back or back to front. That pretty much boils down to the many different ways. They'll kind of fall into those two categories. And putting it on front to back helps more if you need to hide your bangs and sideburns. Putting it on back to front is if you want to make sure, if you have really long hair, that you get all your hair up into the wig cap first so that it doesn't fall out. Of course, I have my braid poking out of the back of mine, so.
So it's fine. It's okay. But yes, it's meant to help hide your hair, but it's also meant to help keep your wig clean before you really have to sit down and wash it.
Yes, which you do still need to wash your wig. This does not exempt you from washing your
wig. Oh, yeah, it doesn't
wig.
Exempt you. You still have to do it after 3 to 5 wearings, but it's better to do it after 3 to 5 with the wig cap versus 3 to 5 without the wig cap, because you'll be surprised how nasty and grody and messy it gets.
It certainly can. And one of the other benefits of having the mesh cap as opposed to the netted cap is that the mesh caps breathe better.
Mm-hmm.
So your head is more ventilated and you won't have as much to worry about sweat. You will still sweat if the con is warm, especially if it's in the summer. But you will sweat less, which if anyone in our audience has never had the fun of wearing a wig to a con for 8 hours in a day where you do not take off said wig, you just leave it on your head the whole day, your head gets hot.
Yeah, it does.
your head gets very, very warm because wigs are not exactly the most ventilated things in the world. It would be basically like wearing a winter cap over your head for 8 hours while at a con. You will sweat. It will get warm up there. So just remember to drink lots of water and take it easy, because you are going to, you know, I don't want to say suffer a little bit while you're wearing the wig, but it's certainly not normal conditions. Let's put it that way.
You shall suffer.
Yes. Hate leads to suffering, and so do wigs. So that said, with the wig sales, consider stocking up on your wig caps if you haven't checked your inventory lately to make sure that you have enough and that they don't have holes in them. You don't have to have one for each wig. You can if you want to.
If you want to be fanciful, sure. Why not?
Yeah, but realistically, you may only need one or two wig caps at most at a time. Usually.
And they're really easy to wash, too. You just hand wash them, throw a little bit of detergent on it, scrub, 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 let it air dry. Yep. Done. And it's really simple.
There you go. Yep. And you can always take one and then throw it in your regular luggage bag and just don't take it out. Mm-hmm. Leave it in there at all times so that you won't forget it when you go to a con.
Yeah,
I have done that.
Yeah, I have one that's specifically in my luggage bag the entire time. I've never had to use it, but it's always been my backup just in case I forget one.
I usually throw at least one in each of my costume boxes. In fact, it's on the spreadsheet that I use when I pack for cons.
Mm-hmm.
Wig cap is listed under every single costume so that I have to look at it multiple times so that I don't forget.
I have that with all my bobby pins. I have bobby pins on every single one of my costume lines, so I don't forget.
Oh, I have a whole bag. This goes in my hygiene bag, but I have a whole bag of alligator
pins. Yep, I got a bag. Yep.
That I have to bring with me because I cannot keep my hair back otherwise.
Same here.
Some of the nice things about getting older is my hair is starting to slightly thin, so there's less to keep up there.
I've always had a naturally high forehead, so I've been very fortunate in that fact, but I also have a lot of hair sticking in the back, so I'm always constantly having to pull it up.
All right, so now that we have given our commercials for the day...
Yay! We're not being sponsored by any of them! Woohoo!
Yeah, we are honestly not sponsored by any of those people. We just happen to be patrons of theirs ourselves.
Very, very common patrons. Oh, goodness.
All right. So with that said, why don't you talk about Sci-Fi Expo?
Yeah, I can definitely talk about Sci-Fi Expo. Where do I want to start with this? Well, it was cold. Very, very, very cold. Now, so
this was a couple days after we had the ice storm, too. For those who don't know, it was literally a couple days after we had another ice storm.
Yeah, it's been... The weather this year, and we all can agree, it's been a little hectic. I mean, there are a lot of people who have missed CatsuCon because of delayed flights and more delayed flights. And we got fortunate that we had some ice and some snow about 3 or 4 days prior to Sci-Fi Expo. And yeah, a lot of what we did there was standing in line, waiting in line, being outside when it was 40 degrees in spandex. Because spandex outside in the cold is awesome. Easy to breathe. Makes you super warm. So for those who don't know, Sci-Fi Expo is ran by the same people who do Dallas Comic Con and Dallas Fan Days. It's basically a three thing that they do throughout the year. They usually have one in February, March. Then they have the one in May, June. And then they have another one in about September, October. So they kind of spread it out and let fans come together, have their fun times. And this year, it wasn't too bad. I think a lot of the issues, and there were issues, there are always issues with cons, is that this felt more like fun hangout time with friends, getting to see really cool costumes up close, and less about the celebrities and getting into lines for autographs and such like that. The big celebrities this year were Doctor Who related. Of course, Amy Pond was there, so everybody like freaked out over that. Having said that, they've once again oversold their tickets, as it tends to be the tendency with them. And it's not a very big convention space. It's like 100,000 square feet. It's kind of tiny.
This was their last year at that space, too, I think.
It's not. It's not their last year. No. They have a contract with them for at least the next 3 years for the two smaller conventions. With the Dallas Comic Con, it's going to be moving to the 1 million square foot Dallas Convention Center, which will be uber nice. Super thumbs up for that. I'm looking forward to the extra space so I can walk. Plus, they can't make us line up outside. I know for a fact the Dallas police will not allow us to line up outside. They will force us inside because we are just way too crazy to be standing outside, especially in the middle of May. So a lot of the same issues that we've had with this con in the past have kind of reoccurred again. The escalators broke down at one point, and of course this happened about an hour before the Amy Pond Doctor Who panel happened. Needless to say, a lot of people missed it and were not very happy about that, especially the people who were kind of upstairs already and then were forced to go downstairs in order to make more room because apparently certain areas were becoming fire hazards from having too many people in there. Yeah, even better is that they also closed the stairwells that lead outside of the convention center, which actually can hold quite a number of people if you want to physically walk up and down the floors. But they were like, no, 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 we're afraid people are going to start cutting the line if they do that. So not only were the escalators closed, the stairs were closed, which I think is a giant fire hazard. They might want to review that policy. So it ended up being another one of those, and the same thing happened to me at Fan Days the year before, where I just sat on the bottom floor and hung out with a bunch of people, talked to a bunch of cosplayers, met new people, took a lot of photos, took some video, and just kind of chilled out and had fun. I think I spent $20 in total, and that was to get two pairs of earrings, and that was it. That was a good weekend. I didn't waste a whole lot of money. So it's one of those where, from a cosplaying standpoint, is a lot of fun. I hope people enjoyed all the pictures that I posted on Facebook. From a professional and technical standpoint, they really got to figure out how to make lines work, not keep us outside when it's freezing cold or boiling hot, as it happens every single time. And to find a way to not oversell their tickets, they're going to have to start capping. I mean, you have more than 10,000 people in that location, and it's just asking for trouble. Things are going to break down. Things are going to get hectic. They're going to have to make this a 5,000 to 8,000 man con and no more, which I know that's asking a lot out of them because they want more people to show up. I get it. But you got to set limits at the same time. So there you go. There's my two cents. I still like, I mean, the staff members are really great guys, and they always have fun. They always put on a good show, but you miss 90% of it because you're stuck in one spot for an hour and a half, twiddling your thumbs going like, okay, maybe I should just go home because I can't do anything. I can't go anywhere. And it's a short con, too. It's one of those where it's only open from like 11 to 7. Most of the panels and the guest signings are like from noon to 5, and then from 5 to 7 is costume stuff. So you really only have 5 hours to see and do everything. And if you were standing in line for Doctor Who stuff, you probably got one autograph and then you were done for the day because the lines were just that long. Doesn't really give you the opportunity to do a whole lot. So you show up, get your autograph, and you leave. It's kind of, eh. We got to work on the crowd thing, people. Let's lessen the crowds. We could have an awesome show that way. So there you go.
Yeah, a lot of the hotels that they're choosing initially when they host the cons, they can handle a couple thousand people easily.
You know, sure.
They're business hotels. They're accustomed to having meetings there for large companies. But then those conventions skyrocket, and then you still have a contract length of like 2 or 3 years after
exactly.
You've hit capacity. And it's like, well, what do you do? You can cap the convention, which I know A-Fest did for a long time. They had an attendance cap.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly it was so that they could keep the con controllable.
Exactly.
And then they lifted the cap, and then poof. And then the hotel just can't handle that number of people. And then to kind of save the hotel, you know, for their business clients later on so that everything's still working by then, they end up turning it all off.
Exactly.
And as cosplayers, that really sucks.
It sucks massively. And Dallas Comic Con is one of those where they have the cosplay red carpet, so they actually have a section cornered out just for costumes, so people can show off, take pictures, and it's great. They love cosplayers, and that's so awesome to see a convention do that. At the same time, we're also very aware that we can't really wear these big, elaborate pieces. We need to keep it simple, simply so we can get from point A to point B. We can't show off all our good stuff like we want to because it's just too crowded. And I think they need to realize they got to cut down on their ticket sales. I know that sucks for them, and I know they really want the revenue, but until they completely move out of the Urban Convention Center and move all of their cons to the Dallas Convention Center. It's just got to happen. They got to do it. That's the only really way I see of resolving their problem. Sucks for on-site people, but, you know,
it's their only choice at this point, to be
honest. It really is.
As a con organizer, you have to keep your con under control.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that our audience...
They can go crazy.
Our audience members have probably all been to cons where it was not exactly the most controlled situation in the world.
Fanime last year.
I wasn't going to mention names.
I'm more than happy to mention it. They deserve to be mentioned.
All right, moving into our cost philosophy for this week. We had an interesting topic that came up based on Facebook. We had a post about it where we asked for feedback. And it's about Photoshop in cosplay, because Photoshop is pretty widely used in photography when it comes to cosplay. Whether it's for little things or for big things, it doesn't really matter, to be honest. But our question was, when is Photoshop too much? When does it actually start to detract from the picture? And did we have any photos that we can put up real quick?
In the show? Let me see if I can pull this one up. Let's see if I can make this work. All right. Let me see if I can get screen share to work. This is probably not going to work.
So what post is for?
Start screen share. Let me know if that works. I have no idea if it's working. It is. Is that a thumb up? That was a thumbs up. Okay, so this is the one that initially got me started on the concept, because the picture is absolutely gorgeous. It is fantastic. But the very first time that I saw this image, I honestly thought that these were action figures. I didn't realize that these were people. And the more I studied the image and the more I found out about these cosplayers and the costumes, the more I started to realize a lot of this was photoshopped and retouched to make them look as unrealistic as possible, which was kind of depressing, because on their own, the cosplayers and the costumes are really pretty. They did a fantastic job, and I don't want to discount their work, because they did put the work into it. They did make the costumes. Yes, they really did add feathers and such to their wigs. But at the same time, when you compare their original image to the final image, it's like apples and oranges. It's really like a stark contrast between who they really are and what the final image is. And that's where I was like, I think this is just too much. I'm spending more time focusing on their faces and on their bodies and how unrealistic they look, and not on the costumes themselves. And I think that's kind of doing disservice to them as cosplayers. So that's kind of where this idea started off as. And let's see if I can turn off screen share. This could be bad. Hey, I got it to work! Go me! As she applauds.
But yeah, when you see a lot of these for the first time, you know, your first impression is like, well, that looks like it's a movie poster for some fan film. And you, in a way, you kind of lose sight of the fact that these are cosplayers as opposed to being, I don't know, professional actors.
Right.
Who are trying to get across a certain atmosphere. And even like modern movie posters now, if you look at movie posters for The Avengers or Transformers or anything like that, they're pretty heavily edited.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for the fantasy aspect, because a lot of these places take place in locations that don't exist, but even just beyond that, that they have a lot of digital editing to them that takes away a little bit from the realism. It makes it look, for lack of a better word, fake.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same way where they did a study where when you look at a robot and you can hit about 95% realism toward looking like a human, like when they did the Final Fantasy Advent Children movie.
Right.
They have to purposely make it look fake, less human, or people get freaked out. So these are kind of going the other direction, to where they started out realistic and now they're taking it away almost as though people are freaking out and they're afraid that it's going to look too real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. In some ways, I do appreciate Photoshop.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to discount it.
Peaceful.
Yeah. Because there's some aspects of Photoshop that are fun where you add digital effects and stuff. I mean, I know I've had some of my, like, SIP stuff Photoshopped, and they've turned out to look like movie posters, but at the same time, the Photoshop is done in such a way that it doesn't change my body shape, it doesn't change what I'm wearing, it doesn't alter anything. It's mostly just backdrops and adding a little bit of special effects. It doesn't detract from the costumes or the cosplayers. It's just extra stuff. And I think in that case, it's okay.
Right. I know that people use Photoshop for different reasons. Some people just Photoshop to touch up blemishes, change eye color if you medically can't wear contacts, but your character has different colored eyes. I know sometimes they will change skin color, which that's a controversy in and of itself.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole different ball of wax.
So we're not even going to get into that one. It's just, it's one of the reasons people may use Photoshop. And one of the other big reasons is for magical effects that obviously you can't do in real person, or that would be awesome.
That would be so cool. Oh my goodness.
So a lot of it depends on the effect that they're going for. I was going to say the photographer, but it's not just the photographer. It's also the costumer. And it's also kind of what the viewer perceives in it, because not everybody's going to look at a picture and go, oh, that's too much, or oh, that's not enough. Why? In fact, some people get mad and they go, why didn't you Photoshop that to get rid of this or this? And
it's right.
Like, you don't have to feel obliged to use Photoshop. You really don't. I promise.
And that's my other thing, too, is when people look at you and like, why didn't you Photoshop it? It's like, why do I have to Photoshop it? I like it just as it is. I don't see a reason why I have to do any of that.
We've gotten kind of to a point where the level of cosplay is so high that our expectations are kind of set up here for the photos of said costumes. And a lot of people are starting to expect a certain level of realism, I think. Not realism as in us being here, real people on Earth, but realism as in portrayal of a character or series with accuracy, like, kicked up to 11.
Which apparently includes modifying your body in order to look like said character in a completely unrealistic manner.
It can, yes.
Which kind of scares me, because I think of certain animes, and, like, my best example of this would be Bayonetta. Bayonetta is so unrealistically disproportionate. She has the longest leg, she has the longest torso, she has a ridiculously long ass neck that makes no sense whatsoever. And if I haven't yet to see a photo of anybody having altered their body to mimic hers, but if I ever do, I think the first thing I'm going to respond is, why did you do that to yourself? You're pretty just as you are. Don't edit yourself, because Bayonetta is not a realistic individual, not by any stretch of the imagination. It's the same as all the schoolgirls with the really, really big chest. Most of us don't have that, so we make do with what you got. Be proud of that.
Right. And also, along those same lines, you shouldn't necessarily feel obliged to have to do that.
Right.
So even if you don't look like somebody, don't feel like you have to either alter your body or find someone who can Photoshop it that way. It kind of defeats the whole point of us saying, yeah, anybody can cosplay whatever they want. Well, you actually kind of got to hold to that. If you're gonna say it and believe it, then you have to live it.
Exactly. You can't say, everybody can cosplay it, but you need to look like this character, and you need to do this, and you have to do it this. And it's like, that defeats the purpose. It's supposed to be fun and enjoyable. Don't jack it up. Stop jacking it up, Photoshop.
Yeah, if you start detracting from what is supposed to be the focus, you've gone too far.
And it's really, I mean, so much of it is about the costumes and the person in the costume. And I think we're starting to lose sight of that as Photoshop is becoming more and more heavy-handed in the aftermath of everything. And it kind of sucks.
It's also becoming a lot more advanced. Photoshop can do a lot more than
Photoshop
it used to
can
be able
do a
to
lot
do.
Of stuff.
But Photoshop is a very, very powerful piece of software. So, you know, it's more of the, you know, as humans, if we can, we do. So because Photoshop can, we do. and we may not have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we still do it anyway.
Yeah.
In fact, in some ways, to be very honest, and I may end up upsetting some people by saying this, but I think it may be actually far better to have a good photographer in the first place than to have a photographer that may not be as experienced but is good with Photoshop.
Shocking!
And I don't mean to imply that anyone who uses Photoshop is a crappy photographer. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, no, no. There are great photographers who use Photoshop. So
if you set up a good shot to begin with, there's very little you need in the way of Photoshop, to be honest, because it's a good shot to begin with. And photography of cosplay, photographers correct me if I'm wrong, but it's meant to tell a story.
Exactly.
And if you Photoshop to the point where the focus is no longer on the story, you have no need to be Photoshopping.
Mm-hmm.
Then that means that the picture wasn't where it needed to be in the first place, with the exception of things like hiding blemishes and special effects.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really take care of those realistically with original shots. But those aside, just, you know, get a good photographer, set up a really good shot to begin with, and I think you'll be happy with it.
Exactly. No, you're not going to make anybody upset. That's exactly on the nose. You know, it starts with the base components. You need the photographer who knows what he's doing, or at least has a general idea of what he's doing, cosplayer who has a good costume or knows what they want to do, and then just make magic happen. If you can't get the magic to happen on the set or in that photo before you go to editing, then it's just not going to happen.
And no amount of Photoshop will fix that, to
exactly.
be honest. Photoshop will not fix a bad photo.
No. It can improve and enhance a good photo. It's not meant to fix a bad photo. It's like PowerPoint. PowerPoint is not meant to be your entire presentation. It's supposed to assist and enhance your work.
Actually, the metaphor I had in my mind was bling on a costume. Bling does not fix a bad costume. Bling is meant to enhance a good costume.
So much bling!
Adding shinies to a costume does not cover up bad craftsmanship. It just makes it more obvious.
So we've just compared Photoshop to bling and PowerPoint. We're doing good.
I think so.
Nice. Oh, goodness.
We're terrible people.
We really are.
Incidentally, shout out to the CosCast guys. We haven't heard from you in a little while. Hopefully you're just on break and getting ready for convention season. We're kind of missing listening to your podcast.
I know. I need something to listen to while I'm sewing, but I have the Olympics now. Yes.
For another couple of weeks.
Yeah, and then after that, I got 2 years away.
Until the next time. Until Summer Olympics.
One. Olympics keep me busy, man. I love the Olympics. Oh, my goodness. It's like my thing. I am not a sports person, but I love the Olympics. It's just this cool thing. I mean, people coming around the world together for a couple of weeks of calm, cool, peaceful atmosphere to just have fun and play sports. I mean, come on.
I'm not knocking it.
Good. You better not.
we at our work meet yesterday, our cosplay work meet that one of our local friends was hosting, we sat there and had the Olympics on in the background.
Heck yeah. It's great.
We had alpine skiing and luge. And
skeleton.
Was, hockey. That was the other
and
one.
And hockey. Okay.
Incidentally, if any listeners know of any good cosplay podcasts that are out there, we know there are some. And we are aware of some of them. In fact, they're listed in the directory section of our website. But if you know of any that are going that are not listed in our directory, please let us know. Because we're always looking to listen as cosplayers ourselves and also to help promote them as fellow cosplay podcasters. We will not actually be participating as, you know, a podcast necessarily at AllCon. I know we've done that in the past. We've attended the Podcaster Summit. I haven't seen that they're holding that this year, and we actually haven't heard back on whether or not we will even be press this year at AllCon. Their bar for being press apparently went way up because they asked a lot more detailed questions than we did last year. But, the last thing I wanted to say really quickly. You guys are crazy, wonderful listeners. Wonderful in that we love you. And crazy in that we are now using a half terabyte of bandwidth every month on our website. You guys are downloading us like crazy, which is fantastic, and we love you for it. My wish would be that you also subscribe to the show. And the reason I say that is because according to Podtrac, we have 8 listeners.
Which we know is not the
We
case.
know we have more than 8 listeners. We're very, very certain that there are more than 8 of you that listen to us on a regular basis. So even if you download the show, please do subscribe so that we can have an accurate count in our listener base. I mean, I subscribe to the show. I never listen to it. I mark it as watched as soon as it downloads. I don't even hit play. But I do subscribe so that it counts as a listenership. So you don't necessarily have to sit there and listen to the show after it downloads, but do subscribe so that we can count it accurately through Podtrac. iTunes does not actually let us count listeners or downloads.
Which is dumb.
We cannot track anything through iTunes. It doesn't allow it. There's nothing built in there for it. So we have to rely on third-party services like Podtrac. So please, we love you guys. I'm hoping that we don't get an angry letter from our web host saying, you guys need to throttle back or buy a higher plan.
Hopefully that's not the case. Sorry,
Which we
sorry.
do have unlimited bandwidth, but then their TOS, it also says, yeah, we can cut that down at any time if you actually start taking up too much space.
Exactly.
So we love you guys, but please also subscribe so that we have a count of who's actually using this bandwidth. We went from 20 gigabytes a month last year, and then once we changed websites, and after we did the interview with Kamui, who
Yeah,
incidentally is at KatsuCon, all of a sudden we were like,
it's
yeah,
like
you're using 500 gigabytes. So I was like, what happened?
I like the face. That face is going to be on the image for episode 56.
That was pretty much my face when I opened our web stats. I was sitting there going, okay, there has to be something wrong. Wait, wait. Okay,
No.
last month we used about the same. Okay, that is not a fluke.
It's not fluke.
Oh my God.
It doesn't take much.
It doesn't, but it means that you guys are enjoying the show enough to watch it, for
Which is
which we
great,
are very
thank you.
grateful. Yes, it is a good thing. In fact, I am about to check our web stats now since we're about halfway through February. We just changed at the beginning of January. So we only realistically have 2 months worth of web stats from this host. I still have all the web stats from the other host, incidentally. I keep saying that word a lot. I don't
You
think it means
do.
what I think it means.
That word does not mean what you think it means.
Yes, shout out to any Princess Bride cosplayers. Who I
There were a
have seen a
couple at
few,
Sci-Fi Expo
I
last
have
week.
seen pictures of a few of them from Sci-Fi Expo, and I say
Yeah.
kudos to you, man, for going old school. I
We
love
appreciate
it.
the old school.
Yes. If anyone has tried to send us email for the past couple of weeks and have gotten undeliverable or a bounce response, try again. Because I actually just checked our email, and either there was some sort of delay, block, something was going on, and it has been fixed. So if for some reason you didn't get an answer from us, it's not because we hate you. We don't. It's not because we're ignoring you. We don't. We just may
Never
not have
saw.
actually received it.
Yeah. We usually answer within like a day. We're pretty quick
If
about it.
that. I mean,
Yeah.
sometimes we answer within, a matter of hours.
Or
And you'll also get an answer from each one of us. Because we each
Because of
monitor
viewers
it from
like
different
you.
places. Yes, viewers like you merit two separate responses from the email. That's just how it goes.
How we roll, man.
Yeah. Shout out to our listeners in China. We have gotten a lot more of those recently, and that is a good thing. And that's just because cosplay should be for everyone equally, and so we really enjoy the fact that we have a lot of international listeners.
It's
Yep.
crazy to think that.
We are sitting at 485 gigabytes of bandwidth for the month. Woo!
We're not even halfway through.
We're just past halfway because there's only 28 days this month.
Oh, wait,
Leap
what day is
year!
it? Today's the 16th. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yay, leap year!
That's still craziness.
I know.
Crazy,
Actually,
crazy.
never mind. Just refreshed. 531 gigabytes. We are
Oh,
past the
mother!
half terabyte.
Our terms of service are going to get so jacked up now.
Not that this is our goal. Our goal is not to take up all their bandwidth. This is not the point.
And have to have our contract renegotiated.
Yeah, the idea is that we like to have a lot of hits on the website. Because that shows whenever we go to a convention and ask for press, then we can say, look, here are our website numbers. Yes, we are a legitimate enterprise. Yes, people actively listen to us. We actively update content, that sort of thing. And we, let's see, last month we had 16,270 hits.
Nice.
Our maximum was August 2013, which was right after AllCon.
Right.
We had 49,000 hits.
Holy crap.
It's awesome.
Holy crap.
We are awesome because the audience is awesome.
Awesome.
Yes, we've had 8,500 hits so far this month. Halfway through, we're going to about match next month.
Nice.
Or we're going to match last month.
Last month.
Yep.
That's cool.
So go you guys with the listeners. Go you. You guys are keeping us afloat. And next episode, I will be doing a
and
full review.
And seriously, if you guys have, like, any suggestions?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, go for it. No, you go. You started. We're overlapping!
I know. Next episode will be our preview of AllCon and what we will be doing. I will also be doing a full review on Styrene and actually do some demoing with it. I know a couple listeners had been asking for tutorials with Styrene and Craft Foam, which can do because, this is Styrene and Craft Foam.
We can make it happen.
Yep, I will be doing that next episode. If you guys have any other products, materials, things that you'd like to see us working with, we can do it. We just need to know what you guys would like to see. And unfortunately, starting next month, Amber has to start prepping for AllCon. Which is to say, panel outlines, getting ready all my materials for teaching. It's not just costuming. Somebody posted on Facebook, like, why is everyone getting ready for AllCon already? It's only February. It's like,
you're not a cosplayer.
Oh, no. She is a very popular cosplayer. But the thing is that for some people, some conventions are bigger undertakings than others. Like, some cons are just kind of the relax, be yourself, just kind of hang out cons. Those don't take very much prep. Then you have the cons where you're either a panelist or you're an invited guest. You may be in the costume contest or in multiple contests, including skits. You may be doing special sort of, I don't want to say press ops, but you may be representing an organization like Geek Love. So when you do things like that, it takes a lot more prep than a con where you're just going to go and hang out and relax and maybe only wear one costume, if that. Especially when you've already done.
And say, so, for us, that's like every con where we have to do something and be busy and, yeah.
Part of it's because we're usually press. So we have to be a little more organized about things just to make sure that we're still sane at the end of the con.
Which is almost never the case.
Which is usually never the case, but we do tend to get a lot of coverage out of it because of that organization.
Mm-hmm.
And for something like AllCon, where we're panelists, in addition to being press and doing the costume contest and debuting new costumes and helping run photo shoots and everything else, it's a really big undertaking.
Yeah, we can't get ready for that in a day. We need, like, months of prep.
Plus, we want to stay sane during the process, and both of us are still in school. So not only do we both work full-time, we're also both in school full-time. Val is about to finish her degree. I'm about to finish my certification, so we're kind of, we're getting into the end sprint where we're already so busy that the only way to get everything done in time is to have really strict time management. Mm-hmm. Which for cosplayers working on complicated costumes, I'm sure some of our friends, you know, Mary, Pharaoh, I'm sure some of them, like, they understand that you have to have really good time management to be able to get everything done in time and still, you know, hold it all together and not sit there, you know, crying 2 weeks before the con going, I can't get it done.
We'll still do that anyway.
We've all done it. We're not making fun of people who do that. We've
We've
actually
done
been
it.
there. We've done it. We're trying to avoid doing that by having really strict time management.
You can't see, but I have a nice whiteboard on my door that has a list by list of exactly everything that I need to get done on a week by week basis. It's the only way I'll be able to stay up to date. Otherwise, I am SOL.
See, for cons like AllCon, where I'm not doing very much, I mean, maybe we'll be press, maybe. Aside from that, I'm not terribly worried about prepping because I'm not doing anything. This is one of my laid-back cons. I don't have to do very much prep. As soon as AllCon is, like the day after AllCon, that Monday, I'm going on a week-by-week schedule for AllCon.
Whereas me, I got this. Yeah.
Yes.
This is going to keep me entertained for a couple of hours, and I'm going to be so ready to rip this thing off my body when I'm done with the contest. This is what's going to keep me busy. So
See,
depressing.
plus I promised myself I'd have to relax for AllCon because that is a birthday con for me.
Right.
I am turning 30. Oh my God.
Woohoo!
I have hit the big 3-0, or at least I will be right around AllCon. It's not on AllCon. My birthday is close to it though. So it's another reason why it's a relaxed con for me. It's like, okay, you're only 30 once. You have to go out, relax, celebrate, have a good time. Plus, I will have final exams the week after AllCon, so relaxing is kind of necessary.
Yeah, you kind of need it.
I'm going to be going nuts.
Yeah, you
And
are.
April and June is my certification test.
We're busy people with busy lives.
Busy and soon to be poor.
Yep. Yay.
Woohoo! Yeah!
Woohoo, not so
Life of a
much.
cosplayer. Constantly busy, stressed,
No
poor,
breaks.
crazy.
Usually not sleeping.
I've been catching up on that. I've actually, there's been a couple of days, thankfully because class was canceled, I've been able to go to bed slightly early on those nights, which is good. It helps me catch up because cosplayers never get enough sleep. Ever. Because you're constantly
Habitual
working on the next thing.
insomniac. Yeah.
So I finally just forced myself to sit down and sleep for like 9 or 10 hours, and it was great.
You suck. I wish I could do that.
I've also been having vertigo attacks, so it's not just for my own benefit. It's because
Sure,
when I'm
yeah.
sleeping, the world doesn't spin.
There's a benefit to this.
Well, it mitigates the issue. Amber's deep dark secret. I have vertigo. I have benign
Whoa.
paroxysmal vertigo occasionally. Benign paroxysmal positional vertigo.
There we go.
P-P-P, there. Yeah. I have that occasionally. So all of a sudden I will be walking down the street and then I suddenly feel faint and the world starts spinning and there's no reason for it. So normally life is good. And then just something triggers it. Weather, could stress, food I ate. Who knows? And then all of
It
a
just
sudden, it's
goes.
just for a week, I have vertigo spells here and there. Occasionally at work, which was really bad when we had the ice storm. It's very hard to drive when you have vertigo. I'm really glad the
Yeah,
police, cops didn't stop me because I probably might have looked drunk, even though I wasn't. So there's a reason for extra sleep, and it has been wonderful. And then next weekend, I keep putting it off too. Next weekend, I'm putting up my pegboard of doom.
Yay.
My cosplay pegboard of doom.
Good.
It's gonna be awesome.
I think this is a good sign to end the show and we can move to after session fun sauce.
Woohoo! Sounds good
Yay!
to me.
Cool.
All right, so again, thank you listeners for listening to us, for watching, for making us who we are as a podcast. As always, if you would like to contact us to ask questions, leave suggestions, comments, or if you would like us to do something in a future show, you're welcome to contact us at all of our social media.
It'll be up here and down here. There we go.
Or, as usual, you can also now Google Cospod, and we are the first result there. Yay! We
I think we
made
got
it!
like the first like three or four results now because of all the massive stuff we got going on.
We're getting there. And
Gonna Google
after
us.
school ends in March, I will be redoing the tutorials page on our website. I have not had enough time to actually sit down and do it properly, but I will be redoing that. I will be adding to it. So if you guys have any tutorials that you really enjoy that you would like us to add to our website as a link, let us know. And with that,
We are, I'm going to say it real quick, we are officially on all of the first page of Google in the search fields. Everything on the first search page, if you type in CosPod, is us. Yay! Okay, bye guys!